From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama is urging lawmakers to show courage and move ahead to pass health care overhaul legislation.
Both parties have a lot of areas where we agree. It's just politics are getting in the way of actually getting it done.
The president making an emotional appeal for the health care measure in a speech in Strongsville, Ohio today. This week, Democratic leaders in Congress are trying to nail down enough votes to pass the bill. The president renewed his criticism of medical insurance companies, citing the story of his own mother who died of cancer. Mr. Obama said she had to spend time on the phone in her hospital room arguing with insurance companies rather than focusing on getting well. More heavy rain is drenching New England today, hampering the work of dealing with flooding and power outages caused by days of stormy weather. Utility crews are making some progress, but more than 150,000 homes and businesses are still without electricity. And Shelley Hassman-Kadish of member station WSHU says many of them are in Connecticut.
More than 58,000 customers of Connecticut's two utility companies were still without power today. Frank Pyro, a spokesman for Connecticut Light and Power, says winds up to 50 miles per hour made conditions so dangerous that they were forced to recall repair crews at one point. CLMP has asked for help from other utilities.
We've reached out as far as Ohio for help with tree removal. So we have tree experts coming in from as far west as Ohio and maybe even farther than that. We're still searching.
The southwestern part of the state, which borders New York, was the hardest hit. Many schools and businesses were closed today. For NPR News, I'm Shelley Hassman-Kadish in Fairfield, Connecticut.
Only one prison in Iraq remains in the control of U.S. forces after the handover of a facility today to Iraqi authorities. Most of the prisoners there are described as low- and mid-level insurgents. NPR's Nishant Dahiya in Baghdad reports the handover ceremony occurred hours after a car bomb attack killed at least 8 people and wounded 21 others in Fallujah.
The apparent target was an Iraqi army patrol. The bomb missed the patrol, and all those killed and wounded are civilians. Last week, 3 bodyguards of a prominent Sunni sheikh were found murdered in Fallujah. One was beheaded and 2 shot dead. This latest bout of violence comes as early results from Iraq's March 7 national poll show that Prime Minister Maliki's coalition is pulling ahead. The race, however, continues to be tight, and no single bloc is expected to win a majority. A long and fractious road to forming a coalition government lies ahead, and a prime minister is not expected to take office for months. Nishant Dahiya, NPR News, Baghdad.
Stock prices are in negative territory, with analysts citing concerns about China's economy and a warning from credit rating service Moody's about the debt load in the United States and Britain. The Dow currently down 25 points. The Nasdaq is off 17. This is NPR News from Washington. Tens of thousands of red-shirted anti-government demonstrators are holding their ground in Bangkok as they press Thailand's prime minister to resign and call new elections, but the government is rejecting those demands. Protest leaders are calling on protesters to donate a small amount of blood with a goal of gathering more than 250 gallons of it. They're threatening to pour that blood on the city's government house tomorrow if demands are not met. The Red Cross is expressing concern over possible hygiene problems and over the waste of blood that could be used to save a lot of lives. The head of the Roman Catholic Church in Ireland says he has no plans to resign. NPR's Rob Gifford reports the cardinal says it would take a direct request from the Pope to get him to step down.
Cardinal Sean Brady has admitted that he attended meetings in 1975 where children allegedly abused by one of Ireland's most notorious serial pedophiles were asked to take a vow of secrecy. Brady admitted that with hindsight he should have done more, but said, "At that time I was doing what I was required to do." Defending his position, Brady said that 35 years ago there had been a culture of silence and secrecy about sex abuse in both church circles and civil society, and said he would only resign if the Pope asked him to. Ireland has been rocked by 3 judicial reports ordered by the government in the last 5 years that have revealed shocking ill-treatment of children by Catholic clerics and a cover-up of their activities by church authorities. Rob Gifford, NPR News.
Flatbed trucks are carrying sandbags to neighborhoods along the Red River in Fargo, North Dakota, where volunteers are ready to build barriers to try to hold back the rising waters of the river, which is expected to crest well above flood stage later this week. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.